Well, as we look at what we're seeing market-wise today, I know a nice turnaround from yesterday's trade, but it seems like, for example, the wheat's what really caught my eye today when they were talking about a big export sale to Algeria. They're really aggressively out there seeking wheat imports. You think that's going to kind of get the ball rolling for some of our other commodities as well?
Yeah, I think the wheat's clearly the leader here. The message that you don't mess with food is kind of spreading. I think the hope is that with this aggressive Algerian response, that some other countries in the Mediterranean Rim will do the same thing. That Morocco might come in, or Egypt. There was some unrest in Egypt the other day, even though they heavily subsidized their food prices. Yeah, you're projecting the big sales and saying, gee, there might be some more out there. So to a degree, I think the main impact for corn is that if wheat prices are going up, then you're not going to get that usual spring angle of, okay, we got to get wheat cheap enough to feed, and compete with corn. That isn't going to happen if wheat's the lead on the export side.
From the soybeans, it seems like some much-needed moisture hitting Argentina will be a benefit for their crop.
Yeah, we think that the downward slide of estimates, at least for Argentine production, is stopped and probably get a little pick back up here. You know, in North American terms, it's basically late July down there, and that's just when you're just getting into the main yield development period. We up here we think that soybean yields are pretty much a product of August, so the rains are very timely for Argentina to recover that crop. Probably won't help their corn as much.
Over to our livestock side, this cattle market saw some early trade this week, but it was to some lower money.
Yeah, the early trade in Texas was 105. We saw a lot of 167, 168 kind of numbers in Nebraska. It's not so much that we're swimming in cattle, although the finished numbers are up right at the moment and taper off as we get into February and March. But the concern is that with choice beef at $173 and select over $170, can we get the consumer to take it? Well, will they eat it when it starts to show up at the retail case and at the restaurant? You're already seeing restaurants making some adjustments in their menus because of prices that have been passed along to them. So the market's just kind of taking a step back here and saying, okay, can we make this stick at the consumer end, or is the export market strong enough to absorb it?
Is that extra? Where are we at when it comes to that export market at this point?
Right now, pretty good. In fact, South Korea is probably going to be a key player here because of the big liquidation they had to do because of foot and mouth disease. More than, I believe it's 12% or 15% of their hog herd has been liquidated now, plus 150,000 cattle or so, and they've had an avian flu outbreak in their poultry flock. So they're down on meat right now, which is negative for corn exports. But on the other hand, they dropped the tariff on 60,000 tons of pork imports for the next 6 months because they need to make up the meat. And the U.S. could get some of that business. And, of course, we've been doing fairly well on beef exports to South Korea recently as well.
Locally, though, are we seeing, or can we continue to see some higher prices for these pork producers?
I think it's the pork cutouts are not as high, comparatively speaking, as the beef. We've still got about $10 to go before we hit last summer's highs. We know that we have trouble when the pork carcass value gets up around $95, and we just can't move it at retail. But when you're in that $86 to $87 area, you've still got some room there. Certainly, with the industry being down about 3% on numbers versus a year ago, that gives us a little more leverage. The market doesn't care if the farmer makes money, but on the other hand, it does care if the pork isn't there. So, we're up. We're getting close to some resistance on the technical charts on the hogs, but I don't see any major downside risk right at the moment.